Rishami Tainas Daf Hey. Gemara we left off yesterday discusses the Mishnah. Gamliel says that we begin to show Alagshamim the Zion Macheshvan, the seventh day of Macheshvan. And the question is the basis for that, and does that change? Zakta Brais, Tani Milena Brais and Moshe Shana Chasera. If the year was Chasera, it was Machaser, which means that the month of Tishrei was not a full month, it was only 29 days. Memeila Macheshvan comes earlier than it usually comes. So then the Nosakasrona, then we give it its Chasaron, we postpone it, we wait until they get the full days that we need. If the Tishrei was a full month, a full 30 days, then we do it the regular Seder, we say it at Zayin Macheshvan, we begin to be Shol Geshamin. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Yerlam Hokanaka Seder, we always go after the same Zayin Macheshvan, whether it's a year, whether it's Tishrei was Sholem or Chaser. We always go after the Sidra. It doesn't make a difference if it was, if the Chasu Heichadashim Kodam Acheshman Menaviyah Mikkah, it doesn't make a difference. We always give it that full amount of time, whether it's a leap year, not a leap year, the month is extra, the month is shorter. There's no difference. So the Gemara, if the year was a Mubaris, was an extended year, leap year, then we go after the extension. We don't go with the seventh. We don't do it in Macheshvan. We wait till the Zayin Kislev, and because now we have the year of the extra month, so we have to wait the extra month as well. Says the Kohen Eder, Igon Sha'av Ibu B'Shana Achav Rosh Hashanah. We did it right after we Ibu B'Shana. We extended the year after Rosh Hashanah. Then the Zman Revia is not the beginning of Zayin. Zayin Cheshvan or Gimel Cheshvan, but rather it's Gimel or Zayin Kislev, so we put it off a month. So Gemara says, "What's Rebbe Shita? Bechadzer the Rebbe. Rebbe Lechare is not consistent. Rebbe Shita is Shver. Damanu Yaman Sidra. Very so the Gabi that look by Tishrei. If it's Tishrei is missing not a full month, we follow the order of the year. In one Malchibura, same thing you said in Gein Alipia. We follow the same thing. Also, in extension Lechare. It's not in conformity. It's not the same." We shouldn't follow that. We continue the Sidra, then we shouldn't change it even in a leap year. So Gemara says, no, Rav Zeir Bar Yassi says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nitzav, Mati B'Shemar, Yoichanan of So Nitzucha. Rabbi, when Paskin, Gabi Ibri year, you're talking about when the Gemara says, when Nitzucha, Lipsof Nitzucha. We're talking about a case when we're fasting, Lipsof Kimberle Divi Rabbi, when it comes down, Lagabi, the dinner of fasting, how long do we wait? Or so we wait to the end of a month, a leap year. No, it's how long do we wait? We know we wait a certain 30 days. So if it's 30 days, we don't start it till later. If it's a leap year and we're starting later in the season, then we wait. Says the Pnei Moshe again. We're not talking about the original design. We're talking about the end. If you waited the second and the third rain, the days of rain, the cycle, and it didn't happen yet, then you begin to fast. Then the halacha is, you wait, so at the end of the year, that's when you go and you extend it. So the Rebbe is talking about a different halacha. It's not a steer in Rebbe. The Rebbe is speaking about an unusual situation. That's what we say, Litzok Nitzok. Otherwise, in a Kanami, it's going to be followed the same regular order. Zok the Gemara. When do we fast if there's no rain? If the 7th day of Makashim arrived, then the rain didn't happen yet. The individual begin to fast. We have the people, individual. We want to explain who the Yechidim are. That they begin to fast right there in the beginning. They begin to fast who are these people and why do they start fasting? What about everybody else? Okay, shows me a lot of eat and drink when it gets at nighttime. Only during the day they fast, but at night they're allowed to go ahead. There's no restriction. Not like Tisha B'Av, with 24 hours, they're allowed to eat Malamalakan. Now, during the day, they're also allowed to work, even though they're fasting, they can work. Bechitza, and allowed to wash, and seek, and allowed to do it. No, there's no, hey, inuyim in such a case. But it's only eating. But all the other activities that normally you don't do in a day like Tishra, when you're fasting, when you're mourning, Tishra, that does not apply here. it's only the fasting itself. And achila is the only thing that we refrain from. So the Gemara said, yes, when we talk about Eilu Yechidim, who are the Yechidim? Who are the individuals? Those are the ones who appoint the leaders of the community. Those are Mefanis Halat Sibur. They're the ones who have to fast. They're the ones who are the ones who fast. So the Gemara says,
just because they appoint the leader of the community, they should daven and fast. Maybe they're not right. They're appointed because they were good at administrators. They were appointed. But what does that give him a schos to be able to have their tefillos accepted? Says the Kavaneda. What did they do good that makes them special that their tefillos will be answered? So, you know, just because they're good administrators, they're appointed as the Panis al Tzibur, maybe they have money, but who says that they are Roy for tefillos? So what's shot in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, let me come join the Panis al Tzibur, and say, so once he's appointed the leader of the community, and they found that Neman, people trust him, it's also worthy of davening and being a tefillos being answered. If people look at them as Neman, people are most enough to protect the Tzibur, so then it's Kedai, they have Schusim, it's Kedai, that they should daven, and the tefillos will be answered. The tefillos will be answered. Because they're given over this, they're monis, so therefore they're obviously trustworthy people. So then, that alone, that they service the tzibur with the mesiras nefesh properly, then it makes sense that its tefillah should be accepted. Its tefillah should be accepted. So the Gemara says, we have minds like this. There was a certain person who would be very careful to take ma'isa very carefully from his property. He was always makbid that maybe that ma'isa that is done properly. I'm going to say to him on the day that we're fasting, the lack of rain, so he said to him, go get up and say ma'isa, and the ma'isa I removed from my house. And you go say that. In other words, why? Because you have schusim. You, since you towards me do meiser, you have schusim that you take meiser so carefully. So Hashem will go ahead and give brachas to Klal Yisrael. It's a part of the tefillos, that you say in the Matanis Lakshom. These are words you say. So therefore, go say it because you're not only is it the right words to say when you're fasting for rain, but you also have schusim because you take meiser and you'll be zoka to you. A certain person who came to come before Rabbi Yana's relatives. I'm going to say to him, Rabbi Zaki, me. He said, my Rabbi, give me something. Give me tzedakah. Shetiskayada. That should be zoka to have schusim. Give me tzedakah, so you'll get schusim. So you'll be zoka to. They're going to get a mitzvah. Zaki yourself by giving me money. Did your father not have money? What did he come to me for? Why did your father have money? If your father had money, what are you coming to ask me for money for? So Gemara says, my father did not have money. Your father's money is deposit. I know because I'm holding it. I'm a pikadon for me. I know that he has the money. He's an usher. How do I know? Because I'm holding the money. So if I know that he has money, so I'm like, I heard that money, that is not his money, it's stolen money. So I'm like, relative seven, he heard this thing, you are worthy of praying and davening, and should help people to daven for you, because it's your father's money, you're entitled to it, but you don't want to take it because you think you heard that it's stolen money, so you don't want to take stolen money in your hand. He gives you tremendous schusim. And if you should daven, you should be fasting and davening so that you have schusim to mezake the tzibur with rain because you're so makbid on not taking something that doesn't belong to you. You don't want to be netted from it. You should be davening. That was another thing we see. We told him again, people are worthy. Those are the people that should be davening. Another mice, the Gemara brings. Gemara says,
He had a dream. It was that the Tzibur needed rain. The Rabbanan had a dream. There's so and so who was the drunk donkey driver. He should go daven. He should be the one to go and daven for the Tzibur to bring rain and to fast. So Rabbanan come in there. Rabbanan went and get him, bought him. What do you do? What's your occupation? I'm a donkey driver. What's special about you that you do that? That we had a dream that you're the one that you should be davening. Hashem will answer your tefillah. One time I rented my donkey to a woman, and she was crying. We went on the road. I said, what's going on? Why are you crying? What's troubling you? What's bothering you? She said, the woman said, my husband is in jail. And I have to go see what I can do to find money to go ahead and give him money so I can be paid to him. I can get him out of jail, pay his ransom. When I heard that, really, what she was doing? Mara says that she was obviously she was thinking of being Mazana. So Mara says, what do you do? So Mara says, what do I do? I saw what I did to their money. I have to go give him money. I'll go see what I can do. Now she was saying that she was going to go do something inappropriate so I could take him out. So when he realized what she was planning on doing, I went and I sold my donkey, and I gave her the money. And now he had money to go redeem her husband. And he said to her, look, here's the money for you. Go feed your husband, don't sin. When you heard the story, you're such a special thing you did, that you deserve to be davening and fasting, and the people will go ahead and b'schus that will be zocha, that people will come. People will come for you. So Mela. She thought she was going to, he was afraid that she was going to look to Mazana so she could make money to free her husband. So he went ahead and he sold it to save her from doing a luznus. And that's what Chachamim said, you're kedai for you to be mispala. So Mar says, there was a maisa, Mar Avoh had a dream. And he saw that there was a tzibur needed to have someone to daven. So there was a Jew known, his name is Penteca, and he should daven. That guy should daven, and rain will come. This person, so the Kohen explains, what kind of unusual name is this? It says this name was called that because it was said that he was a Lashon. Five bad things in the Greek language. Five of errors that this man did every single day. It was given his name. He was Mefursim Bechet, says the Pnei Moshe. It was known that he did all these errors every single day. Five of errors every single day was over. He would go to theaters, and he would dance in front of Znoinas, and he would go take off their clothes. To watch them, and Tabi Yaakov Nazonos, and he would actually Yibo Mazante would go ahead and do everything he can to Mazana with them. So therefore, you see that that he was such a bad person. Yet they said, "This is the person you should go. He's the one that should go daven and bring the rain." Yes, Kusim. So Gemara says, "So they went and they asked him to come. What do you do?" There are five sins that this guy does every day. He cleans up the theaters where the zaynas are. He brings their clothes to the bathhouse. He claps and dances for them. He hits the bavlui before them. He goes type of a drum music for them. They will dance. So they and he asked him, what good did you do? You're a bad guy, but what good did you do that we saw that you're the one that you're diving? I'm like, Hadzman Avigavim Mashabati Drun, it was on the person. When I said this person, I myself was cleaning a theater. I said, come like, and a certain woman came and stood herself before the pillar crying. I'm like, Malak, I said, why are you crying? What's the problem? What's bothering you? She said to me, by lies, I mean you covet. The woman said, my husband is in jail. And a boy, man, I'm looking to see what I can do to get money to free him. So she's ready to mazana herself. I saw what she was going to do. I sold my bag with all my clothes for my night clothes. The other TV, then I gave it to her so she can go and redeem Amalei. I said to her, go take the money. Look, don't sin and take the money. Amalei, we heard this. Kadai, you're Kadai, the Davin, and bring the thing because of you, of what you did. You stopped the woman, and she sold from doing a sin. And that is a schos that would bring you for what he called. This is the person, even though he himself was such a degenerate, and he was all day involved with Zoinus in so many different areas. However, one time he went and saved the woman from being Mizana herself, and Mamela, therefore, for that alone, he was Zoicha that his Chilo should be Miskabel, and they said he's the one that should dive in to bring the rain. To bring the rain. Zokmavai, Gemara says, said another Maisa. Another Maisa Gemara brings down, Gemara says, the Rabbi Chama said a dream. He said, "When the rain, the righteous person of Karimi, he's the one that should daven and bring the rain." So the Rabbi wanted to find him. They asked the Rabbi's house, and his wife said to them, "Baturu Yavlik, he's in the mountain, he's working the fields." They went to the mountaintop to read him. And they called him. Mar said, "Yishar." When they called him, "May you should be kashir, you should be strengthened, you should have a matzliach in your work." But he didn't respond to them. He later sat down to eat, and they didn't say, "Come and eat." He didn't offer them to come eat. Milala, he was preparing himself to go back to the town. He put together a load of wood. And he placed it on top of his load, beget. He told his wife, "Even Rabbanaka, his rabbis came here. Boy, nisim yakuz lamatri. When I go with Davin, I should Davin. Be only missim in winter. So if I pray in Davin and the rain comes, gnayulon, it'll be a disgrace for them that I was able to be matzeik and they weren't. It's on a kol Hashem shema, be a kol Hashem that they couldn't bring the rain. These tzaddikim, these tamnei chachamim." And Mamela, that the, and yet my, you know, in my dig, it'll be a chil Hashem. Rather, you should come late, now let's go down and daven for rain before they even ask me. If the rain comes, and Amala will tell them, you see, ready, you did miracles, nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything. If rain doesn't come down, and Amala will tell them, less than on Kedai Masli. We're not right. You see that we did daven, and nothing happened. So Mamela, therefore, it would be that you're asking me to go do it. You must got the wrong person because I did daven and nothing happened. So Mamela, I'm not the one to. You have to go to somebody else. They went up and they daven and rain came. Came down and said to him, "What are you doing here today? Why did you come here today? What are you doing?" Amalei said to him, "Boy, it's the Yavos. We came to daven. You should daven. We had a dream. You're the guy that should daven to bring rain." Amalei, this says, "Oh God, you did my prayers. God, Shmaya. Hashem already brought miracles. So you see, Hashem already did it. He didn't tell him that his tefillah brought them. He just didn't want to tell him that. He just said to him that the rain came anyway. So you don't have to. You don't need me." Gemara says, Amalei said to him, "Lama, God, that's why talking to you. Why was he going to the mountain? What was he doing there?" Amalei, Ishalei, God, they called and said you'd answer. You'd be strange, you didn't answer. Why didn't you answer? I'm working and busy. I'm working at the time, and I can't be my siyachdas. Maybe not that to me, not Malusi. How can I do take away my focus from working? I'm a day worker. I get paid for the dime. If I talk to you and I stop, I'll be hurting the owners. I can't do that. Amalei said to him, "Lama, why you can tell us to come eat with you? The right thing is to do, to be mensch, to go offer other people this time as well. Maybe we're hungry. Why don't you offer us?" Amalei said to him, "Lavi gabi ala pilke. I only had food with my own person. I didn't have any more food. My avi meal and mitkoffin. What should I have done? So lied to you and spoken to you, b'chanifa, in a way to be disrespectful with not being that sincere. I don't have what to give you. I'm going to give you and I thought to tell you to invite you and I give up an excuse. That's Geneva's Das. That's not right. It's Geneva's Das." Shemar says, "So what should I do?" When you came to your house, you put your beggar on top of the load. Why? Because the beggar wasn't mine. And should have an isobay. About it from someone else, I could daven with him. What should I have done? Tore it? Putting the load on top of it? I had to put it on top of the load because I don't want it. It's not mine. I had to be very careful with someone else's beggar. They asked him, "Why are you on the mountain? Is your wife wearing dirty clothes? And now when you come back, she's wearing clean clothes. What's going on?" "When on the mountain, she wears dirty clothes, and nobody should go be tempted, look at her and be tempted to have relations with her." Oh, she does this to keep people away. But when I come back, she wears clean clothes. He said, I mean, so no one's gonna be tempted. I shouldn't be tempted to go someplace else. So my wife dresses for me. That's why she dresses much nicer and clean. So I'm a living. You heard all this, Yanemasa. You talk a good person. You're ready to daven. The way you conduct yourself, you should talk. A person should daven. You're worthy to daven. And that the this and therefore the mice, we see that it was your tefillos itself that brought the Yeshua, that brought the rain. Even though we didn't ask you, you already went and you daven before. So that was the schus that the rain came down. The rain came down. That's because kedai for you to daven because that is what. Is what caused the rain to come down. And the Gemara continues. I said there were certain people that Gemara says they're allowed to eat and drink at night, even though they're fasting during the day, but at night they can. You're allowed to go eat the entire night until the next day, until the day begins. The next day begins to rise. No, until the time that they gather that the rooster calls out. What do you call Greva? Why is that the situation? Doesn't begin until the rooster crows. So in other words, that's say it that way. What are you saying it this way for? I'm telling you, what's it telling you? Until the call together, it should be that is the time, according to the gods. When a rooster crows, that is the time that we're referring to that people should not go to them, that people should not go to them. They're busy and should not go to them to ask them for things. No, it says, Yashin, so Gemara slept and he slept through the night, and how many guys got up in the morning? What's the halacha? So isna, if he didn't make it tonight, but he's going to sleep there, he still won't be able to eat, he can go out and do it. If he made it tonight, then you're allowed to eat until the actual day starts, even though it's already nighttime, but since it's not yet the Zman Akila, but since you made a thing at night, it's considered enough that you're able to go ahead and to tolerate that, and you'll be able to go ahead and be allowed to go ahead and fast. And this will be the way to be able to approach tefillah and tainus for the sake of the tzibur. We'll stop over here.